looking for something. A new way, a new understanding, a connection, some comfort. You've got questions, and Light on Living puts the spotlight on all the answers so you can shine. Lift and lighten the load of life's challenges and learn simple and easy ways to live a healthy, happy life. You'll gain insight and start to see things in a new way that motivates you. You're invited to hear new, see different, and feel more as Lisa shines the light on living.
Hello, everyone. I'm so excited to be here. Welcome to Light on Living. I'm Light Coach Lisa, holistic nutritionist and life coach, helping to lighten the load of life's challenges. Now, I just completely feel like I'm at a playground here, ready to just have some pure fun and allow for my soul to just fill up all of our, you know, our imaginations. Because, you know, a lot of times our imaginations, they can go on that negative side and the worry side. And then we only give it the few little odd moments where we peek up and have a little bit of fun. And you know, when we really allow our souls to let us know what fun we could have. I mean, it's endless. It just goes on and on. And we have just a lovely guest here who, and this will be fun to have this whole hour with him, because he has really played in life. And I think that's the fun thing to recognize, that we can all still play and have fun and have our wishes fulfilled. And even just hearing that, wishes fulfilled. Now, many of you will remember Wayne Dyer, as he has written that about that, spoke about that, and taught us that. But what a beautiful vibration to that, wishes fulfilled. I mean, it's totally possible. And I want everybody to remember that it is possible. And that's what our guest, Jonathan Mathulinus, is here for us to let us know and talk about this and share how he has done this and how he continues to do this. And most importantly, how he supports others in having their wishes fulfilled. I do want to say welcome, because he is on the line with us, and then I'm going to tell you about him. But first of all, welcome, Jonathan. Hello.
Lisa, my sister, it's a pleasure to connect with you this afternoon. How are you?
Oh, I'm just wonderful. There's such a lightheartedness to today's show. And I'm hoping so many people, when they get on this, they can just block out that world for a second and dive, like just allow that imagination to go.
In
saying that, I want to let everybody know who you are. And because there's a lot to it, and I want to actually take the time to really share with people, because as I said, that you've really played in life. Like you've said, what would be fun? And then just jumped into it. And there's a lot of things that you know, did you even think it wouldn't happen? Did you ever think it? You know, all these different questions and how you get through that. And this is something that you've decided to help everybody else do. So allow me to introduce you to everybody, okay?
Absolutely.
So John Mathulinus is president of Empowered Publicity. I love that name. For over 16 years, Jonathan Mathulinus has been helping authors, speakers, coaches, teachers, healers, and even professional wrestlers promote their talents. There's that fun.
Professional wrestlers. People are listening and like, where is this conversation going? Light on Living, Ohm Times Radio, professional wrestling. I assure you, things come full circle when I share some stuff with you guys here today.
Thank you. I can't even, let's just stay on that for a moment. Of all the things, like when wrestlers, you know, they have to get into mode and they get to wear a costume and they have this, it's just so much fun. So I'm really glad that I'm glad that you're here to share with us that. But in doing that, you actually have helped them expand their audiences. That's a huge thing, that you help promote people's talents and expand their audiences. So John's ability to highlight the best of what an artist brings to the table is uniquely exceptional. It really is. With the power of enthusiasm and determination, Jonathan is a seasoned professional at taking ideas and turning them into realities. As a publicist for inspirational and children's authors, Jonathan understands the challenges that aspiring and rising artists face as they step out in faith and follow their own path of service. He uses his network, savvy, well-developed organizational skills, and powerful positive energy to promote and establish name recognition for all of his clients. A true partner in promotion, Jonathan empowers his clients with the personal attention and dedicated support they need to fulfill their dreams, which is fulfilled wishes, and expand the reach of their work. And you do. You really, really do. It's from your heart and soul and everything of your being. And I know this.
Thank you. That's so awesome. You're so awesome, Lisa.
Oh, you are too. And I think that that's one of the biggest things when we dive into this about wishes fulfilled is there's something to be said about being in alignment with our wishes. And what is a wish for you right now? What is a wish right now that you are aligning with? I'm just jumping right in there.
It's so funny. It's, you know, one of my favorite Disney movies and musicals is Aladdin. Now, for those people who haven't seen Aladdin in a while, let me refresh your memory. You know, there's the genie in the lamp, and Aladdin finds the lamp, and he gets three wishes, and he can choose whatever it is that he wants. And for many of us, that may seem like, okay, really, let me get this straight. I can actually get whatever it is that I want, whether it's whether you're religious, spiritual, or you worship the sun. It's long since been said, ask and ye shall receive. And many of us played small for such a long period of time, and we didn't feel that what it is that we, our heart wanted, our soul wanted, not necessarily our ego, but what our heart and our soul truly wanted could actually happen. And we're really entering into a time of instantaneous manifestation. So it's interesting that you asked me that question, Lisa, because last night I was actually speaking with a dear heart out in Los Angeles, California, and I really felt that spirit was moving through her. And she had asked me, Jonathan, and it was kind of like she was playing the role of the genie. And, you know, she says, you know, you're getting three wishes. And it kind of seemed like this very mystical sort of experience, but I'll mention one of the three wishes. My life's purpose is to open up a children's wellness center for terminally ill children out in La Jolla, California, called Walking Each Other Home, which is kind of like a hybrid of Make-A-Wish meets a children's hospice. So you bring in authors and wrestlers and speakers and teachers and musicians and singers, and they all connect with the kids and their families, creating an atmosphere of only love, no pain, being in heaven before going to heaven. So I've been asking very clearly for not only the guidance in terms of my next steps for the children of the world, but to be able to allow that to manifest itself into my reality. So as part of the work that I'm blessed to do with Empowered Publicity and working with inspirational and children's authors, and still do work as well to some degree with coaches and healers, spiritual authors as well too, is to bridge those two gaps. And not necessarily, don't even look at it as a gap, but you know, our wishes can happen, Lisa, very quickly. It can be as a matter of saying, you know, I'm hungry, I would like a slice of pizza, and 5 minutes later you'll get a knock at the door from one of your neighbors and say, I've got this extra slice of pizza. But, you know, we're always learning about, even more so every day, about divine timing. And it's important to know, and, you know, Wayne Dyer has been a teacher, an inspiration, a guide to many of us, including myself. And we have to really trust in the divine timing of our wishes. So I
can
feel
you say, talk about that for a second, divine timing. Just what does that mean to you?
Well, first of all, not that long ago, there was a part of me that, you know, if the person that had created the phrase divine timing was of the masculine persuasion, I probably would have wanted to punch him in the face or kick them in the nether region. You know, like, because we're so programmed to believe, I want it now. I want it now. And even the way that we share that, it's like, that comes from like our five-year-old self. We want the candy, we want the, you know, the new toy, we want the trinket. But what happens is that many of the times when we actually receive the toy, the bell, the whistle, the trinket, it's on to the next thing. It's on to the next thing. It's on to the next thing. So we're really in this perpetual state of striving and maybe even chasing, but never arriving. So to me, divine timing is really when everything lines up. Not just really behind the scenes, but when you've taken the time to do the internal work, because really your internal is a reflection of your external and vice versa.
That was beautiful. I actually think that's it right there. A divine timing is when things align up. So it's not, I want it now versus I want it when it's right for me. I love that. Aligning up. That's perfect. That was amazing. I love when my guests have this, they just come up with a perfect definition and they never even knew I was going to ask that. And then it comes right out. So walking home, and I don't know if we were going to even talk about that, but I like the walking home because when I first met you, which is, yes, you were right, it's about a year ago now, you did create, it was a Facebook group that I was invited to about walking each other home or being, something walking home. And what is the proper name of that?
Walking Each Other Home. It's actually to give the credit really where it's due, I didn't come across that title on my own, or it wasn't really any sort of, you know, divine download. It was from Ram Dass, the spiritual teacher who's been blessing us for many, many, many years. I believe he's either in his 70s or his 80s now. And the phrase walking each other home, that in every single interaction that we have, whether it be, you know, our fiance, whether it be our son, or whether it be our mother, in every way, shape, and form, through relationships, interactions, conversations, and dialogues, people are walking us home. Now, sometimes, Lisa, it may look a little different, because you might be like, okay, I've got an estranged relationship with my father, and he kind of upsets me every time that I talk with him. You know, how is he walking me home? Well, every single person, you know, if you can kind of take a look at life from the perspective of a divine tapestry, and that everything is really happening exactly how it's meant to, it's happening perfectly, and we just take the time to not interfere, we can look back and say, you know what, this person taught me this, and this person showed me this. So that's really the visual of we're walking each other home. It's kind of like that spiritual staircase. Each person is helping us to heal even deeper and to open our heart even further, even though, again, it may come in some very interesting forms, masks, and disguises that sometimes, you know, we don't, our logical minds really have difficulties trying to understand.
Yes, that makes so much sense. But, you know, I had my own layers to that, and now you've just given me another perspective, because you're right. And I am reminded of when, you know, Wayne Dyer is actually quoting somebody else, and I just can't remember, but about to know our home for the first time, but we've already come from there. So when you say home,
yep.
I see what you're saying now, is to be walked home, is everybody is allowing us, and that they're playing their role perfectly in our lives.
Correct.
To get to that place. Oh, that is so beautiful. Now I love it even more. So with that being said, because you really wanted to honor Wayne Dyer here and really talk about his wishes fulfilled, because is that something you use in your life, would you say, every day, or just as a thing?
You know, I have to mention this too, Lisa, is that, you know, like, I'm not the silver Buddha on a golden cloud. I'm not perfect. I've experienced many, many life lessons along the way before I really believed in choosing the opposite of ease and grace. I kind of made things a little bit difficult for myself. I was very hard on myself. And I think that many people that are listening now, they can relate to that, because we all go through struggles and challenges and things of that nature. One of the things about the children of the world, Lisa, is that they remind us to not take life so damn seriously. I mean, how many of us, it's like, we've got to make sure this person is taken care of. We got to pay the mortgage. We got to pay the rent. Oh my gosh, what's going to happen if this unexpected expenditure comes up? So many of us were programmed to believe in being stressed out and nervous and worried and angry and just this unhealthy emotional state. So that was me for quite a long period of time. Like, I didn't know what wishes fulfilled meant. You know, I just felt that it was like, okay, you know, this person told me to do this, and, you know, you got to graduate by the certain time and have a full-time job with a 401k and IRA and retire at this time. All these things, you know, people want us to do, you know, listen to the well-meaning intentions of others. But I encourage all of your listeners, everyone listening on Om Times Radio today, to just really take the time to be still and be quiet and just ask yourself. And this is not some sort of spiritual nonsense or gobbledygook. It's not woo-woo. If you were given a clean slate, if you were really given those three wishes, and I'm talking about, again, really getting deep, really getting clear, really getting quiet. What does your heart want you to do? What does your soul want you to do? And even if it seems like it's impossible, even if it seems like it takes, like it might take 10 years or 10 lifetimes to take care of, take the time to listen. Take those small steps. So a little backdrop, you know, I had worked in collections for nearly 13 years. I never would have thought that I would have opened up my own business. I never would have thought I would have been doing publicity work. I wanted to be a sportscaster. I wanted to be the next Chris Berman on ESPN. I fell in love with professional wrestling, doing a wonderful wrestling radio show for nearly 12 years called Monday Night Mayhem. That's where my life was. My life was about mayhem. And just for those people that are wondering, Lisa actually kind of likes professional wrestling. So that was kind of one of our early introductions to one another. So absolutely hilarious. Ring of Honor, hello. But again, we get to a point where we know it feels good. We want to choose more of that. Because we've chosen before, what doesn't make us feel good? The relationships, the beliefs, the patterns, the systems, the belief in, the limitations, the constrictions, and we're just done with that. We get to a point where we realize that we can decide what it is that we want to do, we can nourish ourselves, and we can also be of service at the same point. Because I want to be very clear, this is not meant as a condescending me, I sort of message, because some people might be listening being like, okay, let me get this straight. If my wishes are fulfilled, does this necessarily mean that I have to, abandon the relationship with this person, or can I still take care of other people? I tell you this, was reminded about this from George Carlin when one of his HBO comedy specials, and he reminds us, when you're on an airplane and in the event of a water landing, quote unquote, the airplane might be going down, but they would use the term water landing, put on your oxygen mask first. So let me use a more tasteful analogy. When you have a bottle of water and you drink from it, you first open up that water bottle and it's overflowing. Sometimes, when you drink it and if you kind of, gulp the water, it may spill over your shirt or something like that, right? So you're serving from the overflow. But when you get to that point where there's just a couple drops of water left, then you need to recharge. You need to replenish. So many people that are empaths.
Speaking of recharging, John, I have to interrupt you because speaking of recharging, we're going to be forced into a commercial break.
Commercial break. I love these. I remember these. I love commercial breaks. Yay for commercial breaks.
Everybody take a sip of your water and your tea. And when we come back from commercial, we're going to learn how that cup of water can go very, very far. We'll be right back after this commercial.
The best of the holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Humanity Healing International is a small nonprofit with a big dream. Since 2007, HHI has been working tirelessly to bring help to communities with little or no hope. Our projects are not broad mandates, nor are they overnight solutions, but they bring the reassurance that no one is alone and that someone cares. To learn more, please visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
My name is Victor Furman. Some call me The Voice. I've always been fascinated with human nature, spirituality, science, and the crossroads at which they meet. Join me Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern on Om Times Radio, and we'll explore these topics and so much more on Destination Unlimited.
Enjoy passive income benefits while creating a cottage experience for others. From a relaxing getaway to connecting with nature, sitting around flickering campfire light, dipping in cool, refreshing waters, strengthening your body with biking, hiking, boating, and swimming. And you have the cottage that could be a part of all of those memories while earning you money. Financial abundance as a thank you for renting your cottage. Become a cottage rental owner today, safely and supported. RentCottage.com.
In the wake of a disaster, what one thing can you send that will help people the most? A blanket, a tent, a sandbag, a doctor. Actually, if you send a monetary donation, you send all these things. Even a small donation can make a big impact and can quickly become exactly what people affected by disaster need most.
In the wake of a hurricane, your monetary donation can make a huge difference to those in need. To donate, visit supporthurricanerelief.org. That's supporthurricanerelief.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Yay, Hey, we're back from commercials. You're here with Lisa Berry. That's me on Light on Living. And we've got John Mathielinus here with us, who is, well, way more than, but a publicist for inspirational and children's authors. And he just loves helping people get their message out and expanding it, expanding the reach, really aligning the right people who are looking for these authors to connect and allow them to grow. So you know, what's so funny, those commercials sneak up on me. We only have one more though in the whole show, so that's good. But John, talking about how it's important. Yes, go ahead.
I love commercials. I just have to reiterate that once again. I love them.
Well, you must have been surprised not to hear the cat commercial on that one, didn't you?
Very.
So right before we left, because we're speaking about how I love that you want to highlight that for all the listeners. This isn't about, okay, focus on you, do what you need to do, get your wishes fulfilled, be all self-centered and self-serving. It's talking about how we also serve others in doing so.
Very true. And it's, you know, one of the things that I have been learning to do more is to take the time to listen. And there's a reason why I share this is that I was listening to one of the beautiful commercials that you had that was entitled, I think there's a website called supporthurricanerelief.com. Mm-hmm. You know, let's talk about helping other people, because one of the things about creating your own wishes and fulfilling your own wishes is to help other people in making their wishes come true. You know, I'm blessed to have a good relationship with folks at the Unity Spiritual Center of Panama City. And as many people know, the area in the Florida Panhandle got absolutely destroyed in many ways by Hurricane Michael recently. And many people are rebuilding. I think it's nearly 20 people that have, you know, passed away as the result of Hurricane Michael. So, you know, whether it be through giving to supporthurricanerelief.com or the American Red Cross, or, you know, even if it's just donating time at your local children's hospital, you know, these sorts of things, I was reminded of this through, had a relationship with a beautiful family in Canada that was their daughter was one of the world's youngest authors and had actually written a book on gratitude. And through that experience, I was reminded of the fact it's part of the manifestation process. If there's something that you want, that your heart wants, that your soul wants, give it to someone else first. Because it's kind of like, you know, if for all the listeners in Australia, it's kind of like that boomerang, right? And when you throw the boomerang, it eventually comes back to you. So you may say what you reap is what you sow, what you give and what you give is what you get, and vice versa. But just really giving the opportunities for someone to be able to have their wish fulfilled, and then also allow yourself to receive. And I think that it's very important that we briefly touch on that, because, you know, many of your listeners might be natural givers. Maybe a large percentage of them might be natural givers, and there's nothing wrong with that. But eventually, you got to receive. It's not just giving helps me receive, because it does. But if you just keep giving and giving and giving and giving and giving and giving and giving, eventually you get to that point of where I mentioned about the water bottle, and you got nothing to give for. So I feel that many of us, while our wishes are taking form and shape, while our wishes are being fulfilled, that we're really coming into this space and state of balance. And it's becoming easier to be in balance. Despite what life may present to us, we're not reacting in the way in which we did. We're responding instead. So, yeah, just wanted to support hurricanerelief.com. Get back to the folks that have gone through the recent hurricanes. And also want to mention a shout out to Victor Furman. I love Victor's voice. It's kind of like very, it's, yeah, Victor. I mean, Victor, if you're listening, great job. He's like, is this very deep? I'm a professional radio show. I love the guy, and he's got such a beautiful heart. So just, you know, the team at Own Times Radio, I also want to mention this too, just Own Times is such a wonderful platform. Own Times Radio, Own Times Magazine, you know, to be able to take these messages of hope and healing and inspiration and kindness and love and really use our platforms that we have for the greater good. So as part of my time over the past 4 years through Empowered Publicity, I have the opportunity of working with really great people. Lisa, you're one of them. Victor, he's another one. Own Times Magazine, Own Times Radio. other platforms, you know, television, newspapers, but these are things that you can do to make a difference, to help someone else's wish be fulfilled. Share an interview by your favorite author. Buy a book from your favorite author. See a friend of yours who's a speaker. You know, just there's different things that you can do in the process while your wish is being fulfilled. And one of those is by helping other people to have their wishes be fulfilled.
That is so neat. You actually just gave me a really cool aha moment that a lot of people will very easily and very openly say, oh, I want to manifest this and I'm a great manifester, and or wouldn't it be nice to manifest this? Now, you can actually replace that word, exchange it with receive. And I never thought of it that way, because we so easily say, oh, I want to manifest it. But then can we comfortably say, oh, I can't wait to receive. I want to receive. I'm a great receiver, because we have this, like what you just said. And you just hit that with me so hard, because I've been in a weird world lately, and people have been giving to me, and I'm learning to receive, and you know what, I can receive it, but I'm uncomfortable still. And I'm like, well, I don't want to be uncomfortable. I want to really enjoy receiving, because I would be so joyful to be a manifester. It's the same thing. And you just gave me that aha moment that to manifest is to be able to align with receiving. Oh, thank you.
And this is where I think this is where we're going to take the time for about 30 seconds or so. I encourage all the listeners listening live or catching the flip side of things to really open your heart to Lisa right now and to send her love, because she is one of the most heart-centered, inspirational, kindest, compassionate souls that I've ever met on this path that I chose to walk. And Lisa provides such an incredible service, from her coaching work to the work that she does in the realm of health and wellness and nutrition, to this wonderful radio show and podcast. So Lisa, this is another reminder. This is your time to receive. You've given back for such a long period of time. And this kind of ties into something that I also wanted to briefly touch on is that, you know, many of us, and you kind of alluded to this, you know, you talk about wanting to manifest this or bring this into the reality. But one of the things that we might be afraid of is, let me get this straight. What if everything that my heart wants, what if everything my soul wants is actually coming true? We may be scared, afraid of our own manifesting power. It's kind of like if the infant baby Jesus came to your doorstep with a silver platter. Here's a really cute example. They had little cute infant baby Jesus, right? Little five-year-old. I'm kind of going the Talladega Nights with Ricky Bobby. You know, thank you, five-pound infant baby Jesus. If infant baby Jesus came to your doorstep, you know, holding a silver platter, and it had everything. It had, you know, a picture of a sonogram of your new son. If it had, you know, $5 million, if it had the perfect health that you've longed for, if it had the healing of a relationship with your father, and if everything was given to you right now, what would you do? You'd probably spontaneously combust, right?
Yes.
So manifestation also works. Is it's kind of like, you know, I use an inner child moment, right? You know, those old school gumball machines, you put in the penny or the nickel and the gumball comes down and it comes down and it comes down. And, you know, you don't get 10 gumballs at once. Sometimes it might be 3 gumballs. Sometimes it might be 1. Sometimes it may look like the gumball machine is stuck, right? Like, I'm doing all this work. I put in the penny.
Yes.
I'm putting in the time. And it's like, why isn't what I've been doing the work for, I've been doing the forgiveness work, and I've been praying, and I've been doing the qigong, and I've been giving of my time, but, you know, sometimes we may believe that God or spirit is not hearing us. And then we might be hard on ourselves. We might be questioning. We might be doubting. And when I think that Wayne Dyer talks about this in his PBS special, that when you place doubt, when you place fear, it's basically throttling that divine spark. The two of the most powerful words in the English lexicon in the entire world are the words, I am. And Wayne talks about this so beautifully. How many times do we say, I am broke, I am sick, I am tired, I am poor, I am fearful, I am, and you could give a laundry list of those sorts of things. Replace those words, and it can take some time to actually believe it. Sometimes, as the expression goes, you got to fake it until you make it. I am confident. I am trusting. I am loving. I am forgiving. I am abundant. I am accepting of myself. And when you truly allow yourself to believe those words, and it may take some time because you're kind of, you know, in the process of deleting and I should say reprogramming the old system, the old tape, and you're allowing yourself to have that new belief system be your reality, and then it becomes very easy. It's interesting because here in my residence here in the Buffalo area, I'm actually having a new sink put in, new sink, new vanity. Shout out to George. George is doing a wonderful, wonderful job here. and there's water flowing now. So here's the analogy that I ask everyone to close their eyes, right? And imagine beautiful flowing water. Imagine that you're looking at the Pacific Ocean. Imagine that you're in La Jolla, California, and taking a look at the Pacific Ocean. You see beautiful water. There is no cap of abundance. There's no cap of health. There's no cap of money. There's no cap of love. And many of us for a long period of time have believed, I am only worthy of so much love. Or we may question and saying, well, you know, my family had a history of believing in illness. How can I shift that? When you allow yourself to truly think of abundance and your wishes being fulfilled, just like water, it's flowing. That's who you are. That's who Wayne reminds us that we are. We are that divine spark. We are that unlimited abundance in the ocean. That's who we are. We just have to believe it.
You know, Jonathan, you are making me wonder right now, as a child, every time I did put my nickel in that little candy machine and I didn't get one, I wonder now, was it me having like that fear, like what if it doesn't come out? What is my last nickel? What if it doesn't work? What if it jams? What if I'm embarrassed? What if I don't get it? And now you're making me wonder if I actually really, well, which would be good because it's sugar and we don't want those anyway. But it's helping promote my health. Now, there's this one quote that you've mentioned when we were, you know, sharing with everybody to come listen. It's a quote from Wayne Dyer that you've got here. And I'd like to share it because I want you to share about this part specifically. It says,
totally.
You must attach yourself spiritually to what you have placed in your imagination as a future fact and never allow anything, any circumstance, no matter how persuasive their case, to alter what you know to be your destiny. A few things I want to jump in there, but what jumps out at you on that one?
It's very easy. Yeah, it's very, and I love that. I love that quote. And by the way, for anyone who's never read Wayne Dyer's Wishes Fulfilled, it's a tremendous book. If you're the kind of person that loves watching movies or television programs or documentaries, that PBS special of Wishes Fulfilled is actually on YouTube. If you YouTube Wayne Dyer Manifestation, it comes up. And this is the PBS special that had introduced the world to Anita Morjani, who, as many of your listeners know, is the New York Times bestselling author of Dying to Be Me, who had stage 4 lymphoma, went over to the other side, had a near-death experience, came out within 7 weeks of coming out of the NDE, no trace of cancer in her body. So this was our first introduction to her. But to get back to what you were talking about is that to actually believe, like when I first started doing, you know, publicity work, when I first said about, you know, even opening up this children's wellness center, I tell people that what it is that I'm doing is already happening. It's already here. Now, it's very easy. So, for instance, let's say some of your female listeners are saying, well, when is Mr. Right coming in? I've been praying for Mr. Right. I've been going to the gym. I've been meditating. I've been doing my forgiveness work. Why isn't Mr. Right in my life right now? Suspend disbelief. You know, Wayne talks about whatever the well-meaning or whatever the intentions of well-meaning individuals may want you to believe, whatever your five senses want you to believe, whatever your external surroundings may be quote-unquote reflecting, don't believe it. So it could be very easy for me to say, walking each other home isn't in business right now. Now, when I use the term, when I say in business, it's in business to be of service to other people. Let me just be very clear about that. If you want to write your own book and it's not, you don't have that physical copy in hand, when you're taking the time to share whatever it is that you're doing, that it's already here. Now, because we're human, right? And we tend to believe that, as the expression goes, you'll believe it when you see it, right? Like, you know, I have a bottle of water in my hand. My earthly self, my five senses can hold this water bottle and say, I do have this water bottle. But what if I didn't have this water bottle? Then, you know, my eyesight might be saying, well, you know, it's not here. You know, and other parts of my senses, you know, my 3D self can say, but it's not here. So, again, I encourage your listeners to just suspend disbelief and to just envision that whatever it is that they want, health, wellness, love, relationships, business, money, imagine that it's already here. Now, yes, let's be honest, let's also be mindful at the same point in time. Let's say you see yourself coming into a lot of wealth. I'm not saying, you know, go out to Saks Fifth Avenue and buy a $5,000 wardrobe if the $5,000 isn't there. Don't get me wrong, but this also goes to a matter of trust. Many of your listeners are entrepreneurs. They might be startup business owners, and they might be afraid. They might be afraid, you know, to spend $50 on something. Every single purchase that you make, and I have a very, very, very beautiful soul that is a mentor of mine by the name of Heather Christian Strang out in Portland. I've been blessed to do work with her over the past year. I encourage your listeners to check out her work as well. And
as we leave with her name, because I always have to, I love them. I love the
commercial.
They really are
commercial.
And here, your favorite time.
Yes, commercial, yay.
But let's talk. I want to talk about that business again. When you're saying to the world, prove it to me first, and that is not the way to go. So when we come back, John Mascalinus is going to share with us how we are going to feel it and we are going to be it, and then it will show up. So when we get back from the commercial, that's what we should do. Listen, I'm not on the commercial. Well, you hear the commercial. See, sometimes the reality isn't that. well, just, you know what? Maybe we're skipping over them. Oh, it's your favorite thing. That's okay. Well, John, let's continue. And if they show
sure.
up, then we'll go. But yeah, so you actually, so share with us again. You have a mentor.
Yeah, Heather Christian has had the opportunities to. Is that the commercial?
There we go.
That's the commercial. Yes. We'll talk more when we get back from commercial. Stay tuned.
The best of holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose, to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free. AscendingHearts.com.
Grab a cup of tea or a glass of wine and tune in for Inspired Conversations with publisher Linda Joy on Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Eastern. Linda creates sacred space for leading female luminaries, empowering authors, heart-centered female entrepreneurs, coaches, and healers. A soulful venue where guests openly share the fears and obstacles they've overcome, wisdom and lessons learned, and the personal journey that led them to the transformational work they do in the world. Inspired Conversations, to empower you on your path to authentic, soulful living.
Hi, this is recording artist and composer Yuval Ron, inviting you to a voyage through the chakras, a new double album of guided meditations to transform your life, a sublime musical medicine for nourishing inner peace and reaching to your higher virtues. Get it now at metamindfulnessmusic.com, M-E-T-T-A, mindfulnessmusic.com.
So I'm a cat, and I just moved in with this new human, and she's got this little toy she's always playing with, all day long. Tap, 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 bloop, bloop. She can't put it down. There it is. Oh, and get this. She even talks to it. Last week, she asked it for Chinese, and guess what? Egg rolls showed up. Like magic. Humans have cool toys.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
Welcome back. We are here listening to Light on Living with Lisa Berry and my very special guest, John Mathielinus, who, and I have to share this because as we dive into how do we fulfill our wishes, how are wishes fulfilled, I know that Jonathan's going to go into sharing about mentors and support, but I want to let everybody know that through Empowered Publicity, now that is Jonathan's very, very special company, and as a publicist, he really does help promote the release of books. And, you know, as we know, I love interviewing authors. I like to release their message, but it's the journey that a book goes on. It really brings that author to places they could never, ever imagine. And there's a lot of coaching that's needed and mentoring. So, Jonathan, you've really pulled yourself. You're not just a publicist, and I don't want anybody to think that they just are, but you truly are. You really are a mentor. You really are a coach, and you really assist on the journey for both the book, wherever that takes them, as with the author as well. So I wanted to say that before you share with us even about your mentor, because you do this. You offer that to people.
I want to thank you very much for those kind words, and it's I allow myself to receive that. You know, one of the things that, you know, before I mention about Heather Christian, and just, you know, a couple of things that she had reminded me of in my own path, one of them, and I'll kind of blend the two in, actually two things specifically stand out, is the importance of doing things with integrity. We talk about being in alignment. We talk about wishes being fulfilled. Now, there's a lot of disingenuous people. You know, you could even look at anything on the news right now, for example, anything Donald Trump related. That could be another conversation for another time, I'm sure. And you can say, well, but there's people who aren't doing the right thing that are getting their wishes fulfilled. And if you're familiar with the expression, you know, paying the piper, everyone in some way, shape, or form, they have to pay the piper. So the importance of doing, I think the expression goes, do the right thing even when no one's watching, right? Now, you know, many of us feel that in order to get to where we want to be, quote unquote, where we want to be, that we have to cut corners, that we have to, you know, sometimes swindle people. And, you know, a lot of this may be done as the result of fear or old programming or subconscious, you know, jumbling of information. But just do the right thing. It's so simple. It's just like being yourself, right? This is, again, you know, one of the things that I had to be reminded of multiple times until I got it. We spend so much time trying to impress people. Well, I want this person to like me. I want this person to love me, whatever that may necessarily look or sound like. And we lose ourselves in the process, Lisa. And, you know, because we, you know, one of our biggest fears is, what if we're not loved? What if no one buys my book? What if, you know, I do a speaking engagement and there's two people that show up, and they're my mother and father, you know what I mean? And just the importance of really seeing the truth of all of that and doing whatever it is from a place of love. You know, Heather's organization, Rising Up for Love. We're rising up for our love within us right now. We're choosing the things as part of our relationships and our businesses and our lives that really resonate with love. So again, if you want to ask yourself, well, is this wish that I want? And this isn't, you know, any judgment in any way, shape, or form. Because listen, there's nothing wrong with $5 million. There's nothing wrong with, you know, driving a Mercedes-Benz. Heck, when I'm in California in a couple of years, I see myself driving a purple Mercedes-Benz, actually. But, you know, I had to, I struggled for a good period of time because I said, you know, what if I'm not worthy of a Mercedes-Benz? Or, you know, there's people who can't afford Mercedes-Benzes and things of that nature. And for me, one of my goals is in terms of financial abundance, and this kind of ties into, you know, the work of Wayne Dyer. And then we'll obviously shift back into your conversation. I didn't mean to get into a little bit of a mini rant, so to speak. But Wayne Dyer, when he was in San Francisco, several years before he passed away, he went to an ATM and he took out $5,000. And you know what he did with that money? He gave that money to random people in the streets, $50 bills, $100 bills. He called it one of the most liberating experiences of his entire life. When we allow ourselves to receive, we can also create financial freedom. We can create emotional freedom. So those little green pieces of paper that we spend so much time chasing and stressing about and things of that nature, you know, they kind of serve their purpose. But for me, and I know that many of your listeners is that when you allow yourself to receive, you can also give that much more. You can easily give more of your time. You can give more of your energy and things of that nature. But this work with holding space in terms of mentoring, yeah, you know, I'll be honest, I'm not the typical publicist. I even have difficulties referring to myself as a publicist. That's nothing against my skill set or anything of that nature. But like, I don't live in a New York City townhouse. I don't wear a three-piece suit. I don't really like wearing suits at all, to be honest with you. I think that they're very stuffy. And, you know, when you are in the process of creating your vision and taking next steps of your vision, even if you've been doing this for a while, it's important to have a support system because, you know, and Lisa, you've seen this too with some of the work that you do with authors and speakers and coaches and healers. They may get down on themselves. They may question themselves. How many times, if you're an entrepreneur, have you said, you know what, I'm going to fold up shop. This isn't worth it. I'll do this again next lifetime. You know, I'm going to quit. And again, this is where that doubt and that fear can actually come in. And I think, you know, it's take a look at an author and say, oh, well, this is their book, right? And it's just this very easy process. And there's so much work that goes behind the scenes. Whether it be you've never done interviews before, whether it be if you have fears about public speaking, whether it be you have fears about receiving, whether it be you just simply have doubts about your messaging, that you really want to work on your messaging and your sound bites just to make sure that you are a clear channel, that your message doesn't sound forced or contrived, but that it really comes from your heart. And just to be able to offer different services such as the coaching and mentoring work, as well as facilitating press and media coverage. And one of the things, Lisa, like just my passion for children's authors is absolutely through the roof. Like you are an incredible interviewer. You have such great passion for really shining light on your guests. And just recently, I launched a new project called the Empowered Publicity Children's Author Spotlight Series. So I take the time Mondays at 3:00 and Thursdays at 7:00, both Eastern time. So convert to Pacific or Central or Mountain time if you need. And this is through the Empowered Publicity Facebook page, through Be Live TV and through YouTube. I will actually open up anywhere from 20 to 45 minutes and share the messages of children's books, help those authors share their stories, not just share their books, but their stories. Mm-hmm. People have asked me for a while, is Empowered Publicity, like what do you do? And helping people share their stories. We all love great stories. There's the part of the brain that is really driven. When we hear an inspiring story, when we watch an inspiring movie, it really touches our hearts. It touches those parts of the brain that really, you know, fuel the emotions, all of those feel-good hormones, the oxytocin and all of that. Mm-hmm. So there is, you know, this is one of the things that another one of my colleagues, Erin Saxton, who used to work with Jack Canfield as part of his Chicken Soup for the Soul series team. She worked for Good Morning America and The View. She was one of Barbara Walters' right-hand women as part of her Oscar specials. She has a team her and her two colleagues, Chad Lefevre and Edmund Lee, they have a company called Neuralbee, which helps people to create their neuro stories. So if I just may mention this one last brief thing here, Lisa, is that ask yourself, when you go to Starbucks, why is it that you feel that business can be done? When you drive a Ford, Ford, if you're listening, sponsor Light on Living. You got a rather large bank account. Have you driven a Ford lately? When you're driving a Ford, why is it that you feel comfortable? Why is it that your family is safe? You can get from point A to point B. Why is it when you put on a pair of Air Jordans that you feel like you can fly? That is about how stories and brands make us feel. In truth, it's just coffee, it's a car, and it's a pair of basketball sneakers. But there's so much more. So I'm very grateful for the opportunity. This is another thing we're talking about, ways that how your wishes can be fulfilled. Gratitude. Gratitude, 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 gratitude. To focus on what you have while everything is taking form and shape. Express your gratitude for what you have. So when I first started my business, like, I had one client that was paying me less than $1,000 a month. But I was grateful for that. Yeah, and you have to be able to start somewhere. So I hope that from what is it that I had shared, that there's multiple nuggets that people can tune into to wherever they're at on their path, whatever it is that they're doing, if they're, you know, a holistic health coach, or whether they're an author, or whether they're a speaker, or if they're a digital entrepreneur. It doesn't matter. There's several different morsels of information you can really pick out that will allow you and help you to make your wishes be fulfilled.
You just shared so many beautiful things there. And I do want to, you actually just, I'm putting this out there to the world right now because I want to help manifest somebody's wish right now. Somebody, I'm going to be launching a story time, and I'll talk about that later. But one lady wrote, she was, you know, I've always wanted to do a certain thing on a radio show with children's stories. And, you know, I'm going to connect her with you because right now I feel that this is a wish is fulfilled. And Jonathan, I have to tell you, when you said about, there might be just two people in the audience. It might be your mom and dad. Let me tell you, and this was just before I met you. You know that my audience, and I've made this quite clear, was Lucy, my kitty cat. And, you know, I loved doing what I was doing. She was my audience. And at first, when she started leaving and not participating in co-hosting, I at first was going to be offended. But I went, no, you know why she's getting up? Because she's letting somebody else fill that spot. And that's what we have to believe. Just believe that there are people who will align with you in time. And I love all of your analogies, that the silver plate showing up at your door. And you want them to come in drips and pieces because they're all aligning. And if you could, just because I don't want to run out of time, where can people... I mean, like you said, you just opened up so many doors. There are so many doors at different levels. So where can people get to you and ask you? I think I need help.
Absolutely.
This is you. I'm aligning with you.
I appreciate that, Lisa. And thanks to the hard work of my team, Maxima Vega, who is a tremendous graphics designer out in California, and Josh Carey, who is the host of the Hidden Entrepreneur podcast, which just cracked the top 100 on Apple Podcasts. There's a new empoweredpublicity.com experience that is being launched. So the current site is still up. It's empoweredpublicity.com. So that's EMPOWERED, empoweredpublicity.com. You can check out everything that's going on Facebook. You can connect with me there. That's under Empowered Publicity. On Twitter, at empowered_, which is a little, you know, the line that's on the ground, empowered_PR. And then Instagram, just under my full name, Jonathan Masalinas. I do offer free 30-minute consultations. So it's important. I think it's a perfect way to be able to close out. The importance of releasing expectation, right? Mm-hmm. So just because someone comes into your life, or even if this is something that you feel, you know, that it is going to be coming into your reality, give it to God. Give it to spirits. Set out your intention, say your prayers, if you're a Hulk Hogan fan, take your vitamins too, by the way, and just give it up. Because if you hold on to that wish, if you hold on and you clutch at it, how can it be given to you? How can the five-year-old infant baby Jesus knock on your door and say, here's your beloved, here's your children's wellness center for terminally ill children, here's your new book, here's your whatever. So I think that's a perfect way to be able to close it. At least I'm so grateful for this opportunity. I'm so grateful for you opening your heart. I'm so grateful for your friendship. And just I'm very appreciative of all of the listeners, because doing two successful radio shows and podcasts that I did for nearly 13 years of my life, Monday Night Mayhem and Still Luminous Radio, I love this experience. I love the art of interviewing. I love connecting with people. And I've had, you know, listeners of mine from all around the world. And I actually miss this experience, this live radio experience. And it brought me back. Like, I have so many, yes, so many wonderful memories running back.
And the school, it's like the school bell is ringing and saying we have to get off the playground, which is really sad. So we're going to have you come back, and we'll have to do another play date on the playground and share with everybody. Because I know the listeners are going to be reaching out. And so, thank you so much, Jonathan. Just everybody, go to Empowered Publicity, and that's where you're going to track him down to find out all these good. I mean, just even sitting on your pages and viewing them is going to make them feel good, and it'll help them to align with their wishes so they can find them. So thank you again so much. And I hate that we have to hang up, but until next time, and we know we're going to have you back as a guest. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, Lisa. Thank you, listeners. Bye, guys. Bye, gals. Be good.
Bye, everyone. Bye-bye.